B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Morning, everybody. Joe Murray, Dan Lifschitz here on the DraftKings Over Under Show. We will be with you every Saturday, 7 a.m., thanks to DraftKings, who I believe has something special going on today that we'll share with you in just a little bit. But Dan, there were a little bit of news still happening when it comes to the sports world. Of course, the gambling world still affected by the fact that there's no games and other things around around the world. People are now betting on. I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of the NBA 2K stuff last night. But Derek Jones upset Kevin Durant in the NBA 2K Players Tournament. Not sure if you had any action on that one.
I had nothing on that one, unfortunately, Joe. But I'm glad to hear that Kevin Durant lost because that just kind of goes along with what his path has been.
Oh! He does have a ring, though.
Yeah, I mean, because he joined Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
Of course. He's not just a good player.
I mean, he is a good player, don't get me wrong, but I mean, is he, he deserves to lose. I'm okay with that.
No, my whole thing is you can't play like kids from the 90s in video games. I'm sorry. Like kids that were born in the mid 90s, out.
Yeah.
Like, you want to play? Like that. I would actually like do side bets. You know what I mean? Kind of like if you were out like playing pool or just like, hanging out with your buddies. But there were actually lines on this one. I think the Ballina Cup, did that go on last night?
That did go on last
night. Who won that?
I actually do not know.
We got to look that one up.
I was going to look and see who ended up winning that.
Because I know Danny Amendola was the big favorite in that one last night. And people are betting on everything right now, man. Are you still doing your Belarus soccer?
Belarusian and Nicaraguan soccer are the only things that are open right now for actual betting that are sports. So, yeah, that's about it.
Man, I was looking at some of the stuff yesterday that were coming up here, but there's like NBA 2K stuff. There are these prize pools that you can join. You can actually like win money on this stuff. I know MLB Futures came out yesterday as well. And I wanted to start the show off with this one. Tucker Silver's here with us today as well. He's running the board. If you want to call in, what you do is you dial 617-779-0985. Pick up that phone. You dial the number. It will ring. And then you'll hear a voice, and it will be Tucker Silva. And you say, "Hey, Tucker, I want to get on with the guys." "Great. What's your name? What do you want to talk about?" He'll put you on hold. I'll see your name, and we'll put you right through. How easy is that, Dan?
Simple. Nice and easy.
What am I doing? What?
You're going to answer the phone. You're going to ask their name, what they want to talk about, but about hold. Easy enough? So I wanted to start this off with today's show. I saw a prop bet that came out yesterday. I at least wanted to have some fun with this one. This from Odd Sharks. Which league will resume first? We've been playing this game now for I don't know how. Obviously, we're under a pandemic, and sports sometimes is the last thing on our minds. But these are businesses, and they're trying to put some plan in place. So I ask you both, who is the favorite? Which league is the favorite to resume first as of April 3rd?
I would have said before last night, I would have said the NBA.
Okay, Tucker?
I'd probably say NHL.
The Major League Baseball.
Really?
The favorite at plus 135.
That doesn't make sense to me. It takes these guys 3 months to warm up.
My whole thing is this.
Like,
if that's the favorite, what are we going to start getting sports again? I get it. There's a lot of things that are happening in the world right now that are more important. Okay, and we're doing a gambling show on a Saturday.
I think that is the worst.
Please
option
don't
on
think
the
it's
board.
I'm being insensitive by any means.
That is the worst option on the board.
I mean, that would tell me that they're planning on playing into November. I assume because, like Dan said, it takes a while for them to warm up and everything.
Yeah. So, if you remember, Rob Manfred came out a couple of weeks back and said that they already have an announcement on the Red Sox punishment, which still hasn't come out yet. He said he didn't have time to write it up. But if you look at that, he also mentioned that mid-May, they wanted to get kind of the ball rolling. So if mid-May is when they're getting start rolling, that means what, June? They're going to start playing games? Or at least attempt a small spring training or something to that degree? The NBA, which we'll get into in just a little bit, Brian Windhorst said something last night talking that they want to try to have something maybe possibly in Vegas where everyone's quarantined in one spot and have tournaments all throughout the day. And that means that that would probably be what? July?
I mean, yeah. I mean, listen, this is... I don't think that the NBA is going to end up having to do tournament style. They might.
Okay.
It's something to look at, but I think what's going to end up happening is hopefully this thing is going to be over in a month and a half or so, and we get back to somewhat of a normal life.
What about the NHL, right? Like, Dan, this Belarusian soccer and Nicaraguan soccer happening right now, and, like, the MLS, what? I haven't heard a peep. about when they, and obviously with a broadcast home of the New England Revolution. So I don't know. I haven't heard a peep about that, but you know, I guess you could play outdoors at some point. And then the NFL, which this season is just rolling right along with the draft in a couple of weeks, and we'll start being heavy on draft stuff.
They're on pace to play. I mean, that's all that really matters. They're on pace to play, right? So
to me, I just thought it was interesting that Major League Baseball was the favorite here. There's many theories out there, whether it's Scott Boras talking about, you know, playing in different climates and, you know, different parts of the year. There's a great article about college football, Dan, that we're going to have to get into in just a little bit here. But there's so much stuff when it comes to the uncertainty of when sports will come back. And again, not being insensitive by any means, we would like sports back for the entertainment factor.
Yeah.
For example, WrestleMania's tonight. It's going to be pre-recorded. They already did it. There are odds out. They had multiple different finishes. So people say, oh, how can you bet on a predetermined sport? Or a predetermined entertainment, the fact is you can't. And, you know, I think tonight's going to be highly rated for the simple fact that what else is there to watch? I mean, when Netflix asks you, hey, are you still watching? Damn right I'm still watching. What else would I be doing? You ever get that notification, Tucker? Right? I get the Xfinity guys like, do you still want to watch? Hell yeah, I'm still watching. Yeah, I know. I've been watching for hours. I don't need your damn update. Yes, I'm still watching.
Joe Murray's going to watch WrestleMania all hyped up tonight.
Oh, we hyped up on Kowloon.
Isn't it 2 days? Isn't it tonight?
It's 2 days.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So tonight, better bring the heat to bring me back tomorrow. I'm going to be there anyways. I'll be watching both.
We know.
Pants off, probably. I don't know. Hey, we got Pat in the car. What's going on, Pat? You're on the Sports Hub.
How we doing, boys? Good morning. Top of the morning to you.
What's going on, Pat?
So I played hockey, and I've been thinking about it even up until this point. But, I mean, they're fully closed. You have no fans. And when guys break jaws, they get the face shield. So you could put a complete face, clear face shield on all these guys to cut back on the amount of spit going through the air on each other, if you may. But I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards the NHL. Plus, they're only a few weeks out of playing. So, you know,
that's how I feel. Good point. You know why? We had our very own Ty Anderson was on this week. And I think he made mention about, like, the Bruins really only played like 20 days ago. It was like their last game.
Yep,
20 something days. The mask thing I didn't even consider. Right. Like, I didn't even consider that side of it.
Like the one that Char was wearing. Yeah.
Exactly. And you're still like have equipment and stuff and sweat. I don't know. I just, he makes a good point. My only thing is this, the ice, right? Well, how long does it take to put that thing back together? The bowl gang could just what, throw some ice out there, get that thing propped up in a week.
And the shield thing's well and good, but then keep in mind there's staff and players that all congregate in that locker room and it can get crowded.
And yep. Media and people got to do TV. There's a lot that goes into a game. I don't think it's as simple as just saying that. Plus, it's becoming warmer, which means the ice is going to be harder and harder to play on. And if they restart the season,
but now, they would still be playing it this time. So
right, I agree. But my point is like at what point are you restarting? Are you restarting, where you would have picked off, and you're just kind of eliminating 10 or 15 games or so? What are you doing? You need to make sure that, you're kind of at the point where everyone's going to play an even number of games, or, you're going to start the playoffs early. You have to do something that is fair for every team. It's a difficult decision to be made. You know what I mean? You can't have, some teams playing 15 games the rest of the way and some teams playing 10 games the rest of the day. That's not fair to either of those teams.
Taking the MLS and NFL out of it, between Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL, which league can't afford not to finish their season?
Well, I mean, I think that it's a really good opportunity for the NHL to be the only product available right now. The fact is the NHL, out of the four major sports, including baseball, is the least popular in America. That is just, that's a fact as of right now. And so this would be a fantastic way for the NHL to gain popularity and gain notoriety. Now, I'm not calling for that. I'm just saying if you're the NHL, you probably view this as a legitimate business opportunity.
I have to ask this question. My neighbor, I went back home this week. I grew up in the city. I noticed that the basketball rims are off the courts. Can you even shoot hoops right now?
I mean, I'm sure you
could. I saw an article that Giannis said he hasn't played any basketball because there's no hoops.
I'm sure
I know some people have stuff in the house or maybe or indoor stuff. But, hockey related, can you even skate right now? Can you even go out?
It's a good question.
I would say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, too. I mean, I know the social distancing and everything that's happening right now, but, for real, though. Can anybody even skate at this point? And maybe you can work around shooting hoops somewhere. I don't know. I looked because I've been thinking about, I'm bored as hell and I want to go get a triple double down, by myself down at the park. So I noticed the rims were gone. So I'm curious if there's ice. I drive by Hockey Town every day and they have the, hey, get your ice going for May or whatever. But, I actually was just curious if that is something that these players can do. And yeah, 25 days off, whatever, Dan. Maybe it comes down to 40 days, and then they get something going. Then what do? Two out of three series? You can't do one game series.
No, I mean, two out of three sounds like a feasible opportunity.
To get back to the which league can't afford it, I feel like it's the NBA. I feel like the NBA can't afford not to finish this out.
Why?
I think it's a global sport. People watch it all over the country. There's a huge TV deal. I think it would affect the salary cap going in or whatever the cap that they have the following year. Like, they might have to adjust it. Like, imagine Gordon Hayward picking up a $34 million option and the salary cap goes down for $14 million or something.
Well, I think that's a legitimate possibility across all these sports. I think you're going to see the salary caps of all these sports go down. The NFL, the NBA, the NHL. The only one that might not be affected is the NFL, I guess, if they can start on time. But even still, there's going to be a revenue loss, and they're still going
to
have issues.
Just to bring this up, the NBA yesterday was asked to take a 50% pay cut for the next 2 months. They countered with a 25% pay cut. But I just bringing it up financially, I think MLB can work it out, right? Stadium sales. Fenway sale, you ever see those? How much is a beer at Fenway these days?
Yeah, that's kind of
that's going to the Red Sox. So I think when things get geared back up, I think they'll be just fine. The NBA, I think, needs to play these games.
Well, again, but if you want to start the NBA, if you want to start the baseball season, you got to really be at least, they need at minimum a month to warm up, at minimum. Mm. And so if you don't start to May, that means you're starting in June. You got June, July, August, September. You got 4 months. And honestly, that's on the best case scenario. you know, what happens if we don't get back to things, you know, normal until July? What are you going to play? August and September?
You might not even have them.
It's hard for me to envision a baseball season right now. So we'll see.
Hey, Ben, you're on the sports. What's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good, man.
Good. Just to establish some credibility, I am a healthcare worker on the front lines of all this. I have a lot of insight into it, you know, a lot of professional medical opinions. We are months and months away from hitting the peak of this, guys, unfortunately. I mean, I know I'm a diehard Bruins fan. I am absolutely devastated by the season not taking place, but I got to say, I don't see any major sports starting until, you know, July, August at the earliest. If we look at, you know, say New York with their stay-at-home orders and their mandations and all that to not have any close contact, I mean, that's going to take months to sort out and months to kind of go down. So I hate to be the, you know, the bearer of bad news. In my professional opinion, I can't see anything until at least July.
All right, Ben, appreciate the call. Good luck to you. Appreciate all you do.
Everyone is saying different dates.
This is the uncharted territory, though.
Right. I mean, people are saying end of April. People are saying May. You know, it's hard to know when this thing is really going to peak. Everyone has a different opinion on it.
Yeah. Figured I'd just at least start it off today with which league do you think will resume first? Please don't think we're being insensitive by any means. There's a lot going on in the world here. We're all dealing with this together. It sucks not watching live sports. It sucks. And
I mean, did you guys watch last night the NBA 2K?
I didn't watch it.
I watched it for 10 minutes and was bored to tears.
Yeah. Of course you were.
And listen,
it sucks.
You guys
it's
can
so
get,
bad.
Get on me all you want about the wrestling thing. And you could even give them crap about still doing this, okay? The 2 million people watched Monday Night Raw this week. I still don't know what the number was for last night. That many people are watching live events. The actual live event.
WrestleMania is not.
And it won't
live.
Even be live, which is like the weirdest
thing
ever.
So that's kind of my
point. But it's still predetermined. Like, we don't know yet. Like, that's why it's still something we haven't seen yet.
It's fresh.
Exactly.
I guess.
Fresh content is like, we're starving for it. We are starving for it. And, oh, if we could bet on it too, moneymakers, the books would be cranking. 617-779-0985. College football. What the hell's the story on that? We'll talk about that coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here on the DraftKings Over-Under Show. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifschatz is here. We'll be here live programming every Saturday at 7 a.m. And then Big Jim and Gastro will take over at 10 now at a new time. So
there you go.
In between, there'll be Fox Sports Radio and whatever game that we can replay. Throw it out there during these times. And unfortunately, live programming on the weekends is coming to a little hiatus. But we're here every Saturday, yep. 7 a.m., and your calls at 617-779-0985. Which league will resume first? Right now, Major League Baseball is the favorite, followed by the NBA, the NHL, MLS is in there, and then NFL at plus 1,100. I want to get into college football in just a little bit and when they start. But first, we got Mike, who's in New Hampshire. What's going on, Mike? You're on the Sports Hub.
Hey, Dan. I listen to your show every morning, and I kind of feel that with the way this virus is going, I don't think we're going to have any sports this year.
You mean in the calendar year of 2020?
Yes. I love football and all sports. I played youth hockey. You know, there ain't a sport I don't like, but look at it realistically. I really feel that there'll be no sports this year.
Let me ask you this, though, Mike. If there's no crowds, right, and they actually could play games, is that something that you'd watch?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course.
I just don't
see them even having that. I mean, as much as everyone wants it,
Appreciate it, Mike. Here's my thing, and again, I know this is a serious topic. We want sports back, and there's a pandemic happening, and what's happening in some, you know, New York and other states like that right now, and just across the country. You know, talking about this, I what I think is good is having some sort of a goal, like a date. Hey, we tried. You know, they tried for Easter, that didn't work out.
Obviously.
So
I think they were shooting a little high with that.
Okay, great. May 4th now. You know, let's try for May 4th, and okay, you know, we'll put a little, you know, hold on work and stuff like that until June 30th, and then maybe when July comes around we can try to find a little more normalcy. Where I'm going with it, Dan, is I think in any business, and anything that you do, you need to set some sort of date. And I like the fact that they're trying, you know? They're trying to set dates. We'd love to have this done by this. Now, the Roger Goodell stuff with the draft, and don't criticize him, I thought was kind of petty.
Like that was weird. It's just, he just comes off as a bunch of
words. A pompous.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you look at it as a business, They can still do that. We discussed this last week.
Business as usual, and that is how you keep track to play the NFL season, which the NFL seems determined to do.
And they're holding a date. They're going to, after the draft, everyone will step away. They won't be able to enter facilities and stuff like that. They won't even be able to enter a facility for the draft itself, which makes it a little difficult. We discussed this with some injuries and players and things like that, and maybe they fall or don't get drafted at all because of injuries. Who knows? But I just like the fact that we're trying to set goals. The country's trying to set a goal. So let's try to get there. And if it doesn't work, then keep pushing it back. I like the fact that you're trying to set a goal. If you work in business or in the world, you have monthly goals. You have quarterly goals. You have weekly goals, whatever. I just like the fact that they're trying to set some sort of goal.
Agreed. I also think that it's April, what, 4th?
Yep.
Let's not start declaring the entire, you know, year over on April 4th. I know it's hard. I know we're all in a difficult situation right now, and I understand that. But let's just not say, oh, it's over. We're not playing sports. You know, it's April 4th. Like, let's give it a little bit of time. Let's see what happens. I know that, you know, not everyone is following the social distancing rules and whatever. That's up for people to make their own choices. I can't, you know, I don't have the authority.
Oh, and I can understand it if some of these sports are like, hey, listen, what happened to people in stands?
Right. Yeah, exactly. But I think that it is very possible that even if, you know, if this thing ends in the next month or two, I think it's very possible that
if it curtails.
If it downturns quite a bit, you know, we're really kind of getting through it. I think it's really possible that you have pretty much everything resume. I think it's possible.
Matt's in Linfield. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, guys. I just want to say thanks for being on the air. I work Saturday mornings, and it's great to hear you guys talking anything, really. But my idea was, like for the basketball, have everybody get infected, and then they can, in 2 weeks, you don't have to worry about spreading the disease.
I'm sorry, I cut him off because I thought we might have heard. I don't know.
If you get everyone infected, you can't do that.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to bring this up quickly. They in China recently, right? The league that Jeremy Lin plays in and what, Marbury?
It's like the NBL or something.
Whatever it is, okay, in China. They brought all these people in. They went to like an area and they quarantined everyone. And all of a sudden they were like, well, listen, if one person gets this, we can't resume. Like, if one person tests positive, they can't continue the season. So they're like, Dan, they tried to set a goal. They tried to put people in quarantine. They're trying to do these things. And now they're like, oh, man, if one person gets sick, we can't continue. It's not like, oh, he's sick. He's out for the night. No. Now you got to shut down. The whole thing's going to stop. So, like, I don't know where the caller was going with that, but you know, everyone in the NBA has been tested as of this point.
The caller is trying to find a way to rationalize and understand and find a way to make this go. his suggestion is not reasonable, and that's not a way that we're going to be able to do it. It's just, at this point, we just have to accept the fact that until we can really resume everything safely, it's not going to happen unless maybe you're the NFL and you're crazy.
I'm just going to assume that people haven't had coffee yet. Like me, Dan, I'm a Starbucks guy. I can't even get a Starbucks coffee anymore.
No drive-thrus near?
No, nothing.
No, I got one in my town.
It's open still?
Sure.
Wow.
Drive-thru, yeah.
Yeah, not on the Route 1 North
Shore. Line going on the street.
Yeah, literally, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm not kidding,
but
yeah.
I'm being serious with you, Tucker. Like, that's my buzz. That's what I go for in the morning.
Of course.
I have two, three weeks now, you know? So
good.
You
need a good coffee detox, guys. That stuff is not good for you. Tucker,
actually,
Joe, it's not good for you. You need a detox.
All right, listen.
20 ounces a day.
You know how many fat jokes we get? Bankroll boys, fat guys. You know how much weight I've lost during this damn pandemic? I'm sitting at home doing nothing, yet I'm losing weight? How the hell does that happen?
No coffee.
Should we do a damn over-under on how much weight Joe will lose during this damn thing? No.
Let's not do that. You're inviting trouble.
Adam in Bridgewater. What's up, Adam?
How are we doing, guys?
How's it going,
buddy? What's going on, Adam?
Not much, man. First off, I don't know who we need to talk to about giving you 2 hours. One is not enough. It's great, but it's not enough. So, appreciate, I don't know, DraftKings people are listening. Extend it to 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Anyway. Cool.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks.
I think the NBA will start first. Logistically makes more sense. You can spread the players, you know, 6 feet apart from each other on each side. All those knuckleheads behind, you know, next to the assistant coach, they can go sit behind their players in the stands, you know, 6 feet apart. You know, you don't need the crowd. I just need something, man. This is depressing. I can't watch, you know, recycled crap. I think the NBA makes more sense, but then the guy who called about the NHL with the mask, that makes sense too. But keep in mind, the NHL players are in a box. There's no distance in there, so NBA makes more sense in you know, when you talk about logistics. But yeah, DraftKings 7 to 9, please.
Boom. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate the support there.
I'll tell you this: Taiwan and Tajikistan are both playing their basketball leagues. Not a lie. Seriously.
Do we know anybody on the Taiwan?
I don't know. I can take a look at the SBL, which is the Taiwanese Basketball League.
Do that during the break.
Okay.
Let's look and see if we can, like is Jimmer Fredette? Is he, like, in one of those leagues?
I assume he's in China.
Trying to think, like, of a former, like, player that was great. Jimmer. That's all I got. I bet you Jimmer Fredette is in one of those leagues. Unless he's, I heard he was back in the
We got a few, actually. Remember Sim Bular? Like, he was like 7'6",
yep,
whatever.
I know who he is, yep.
Yeah, 7'5". He plays there. Patrick O'Brien.
Oh, remember him? Former Celtic.
Celtic, former Raptor. He plays there. Garrett Seiler played for the Suns. I don't really remember him. Mm-hmm. We have Charles Garcia. He played for the Raptors as well. I don't remember him either. But there you go. Those are like the main guys in the SBL, the Super Basketball League.
So we were just talking about, the last caller mentioned players being close and 6 foot rule and all this stuff, 10 foot rule now, whatever the hell it is. In WWE, they're wrestling. They're physical, men and women. It's happening. And there's a huge event this weekend. And actually, DraftKings has a great way for you to actually stay invested without spending any money. And we'll be joined by Mike Riley of Inside the Ropes coming up next to discuss a little WrestleMania here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You blow money fast, I'm a sad. Catch up. I think I'm Big
Meech. All right, back here on the DraftKings Over-Under Show. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz is here. Dan started his Road to WrestleMania last night, starting at Kowloon. Dan, you're going to watch tonight. I know you are. There's nothing else live to watch.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right, let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. He is an expert. He hosts a show with James Stewart, Wrestling Inside the Ropes. You can find it at 985thesportsup.com or on wherever you can find podcasts. My favorite podcast outside of Over Under 985. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
Joe, what do I owe you for that one? That is a very nice compliment. Thank you very much.
WrestleMania is today. We started the show off. Which sport will come back first? And right now it's Major League Baseball as the favorite. And I've been trying to tell people that week after week, whether it's, you know, AEW or WWE, which is WrestleMania, you know, obviously it's too big for just one night now, but these wrestlers are making contact and being around each other. And I know there were some wrestlers that can't be there, but I do feel like, you know, when it comes to actually being physical, like, at least these sports can do it. And you know, I know it's entertainment purposes and it's scripted and whatever, or predetermined, excuse me. But for the most part, though, I feel like these leagues could go on without crowds, pending the health and everything to that degree.
Well, yeah, with the WWE doing that, I think that opens the door for, say, UFC. Even a boxing match. You're supposed to have the Tyson Fury rematch, too, at some point in this summer, right?
They moved it to October.
Oh, it is October 3rd.
Yeah, they moved it, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. So, I mean, that opens the door right there, even though UFC did cancel their fights, too. But, to WWE's credit, whether you like it or not, they're doing the show inside an empty arena and some other sites without a crowd. But for the fans, you are getting new content, so take it for what it's worth.
We discussed fresh content. Like, Dan is a little upset that it's not live, you know, which...
Yeah.
But I think right now, though, fresh content's what's best.
Absolutely. You know, it's just, you want to watch the news and feel bad about yourself and, you know, with everyone else in the world right now, too, I'd rather turn life off and enjoy wrestling if you're able to do it, obviously, and just a little getaway from reality, if you will.
All right, your tag team partner is James Stewart. He did a prop bets, Facebook Live, whatever it was, Periscope, regarding him and Billy Lanny, and it had some good stuff in there, like, will there be chair shots? Will there be, like, a kick out on a finish? Stuff to that degree. But nitty-gritty quickly here.
I think you provided that to him, right?
Actually, there are some prop bets. I was making up my own, Sarge. I was like, hey, how much duck sauce will I have with my wontons? Anyways.
Over.
Yeah. Over, baby, yeah.
But just quickly for the people out there, what are some of the big matches? I know people know who Brock Lesnar is and The Undertaker, but just kind of walk us through some of the heavy matches that we should be watching.
I'll go Reader's Digest version. I'd say Charlotte Flair challenging Rhea Ripley for the NXT Women's Championship. Ripley is a women's champion for NXT. And WWE has made it clear that NXT, it's their own brand now, and Ripley's had quite a push against Charlotte, who is one of the top superstars in the world. Becky Lynch, who's been the Raw Women's Champion since last year at WrestleMania, she beat Ronda Rousey and Charlotte. She puts her title on the line against Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, UFC fan Shayna Baszler was of UFC fame. Yep.
Yep. Former Atlanta Falcon Goldberg. He will fight Braun Strowman. We know that now. After Roman Reigns pulled out. So news story there with Roman Reigns, the medical side. I think those are some big ones to watch. There's 16 matches, so give yourself a chance. Get the network. I turned down the result of the spoiler. I said, nope, I am going to watch this and take it all in. So avoid the spoilers and enjoy the show as much as possible for anyone that is planning to watch it tonight.
All right, Sarge.
And tomorrow.
Sarge, this is a question because I don't watch wrestling. I don't really know anything about it. Let me ask you guys, because and Joe, you can answer this too. Are they going to superimpose, like, fan crowd sound in the background during all these matches? Because otherwise, it's going to sound terrible. Like, it's just, I can't imagine, again, I haven't watched wrestling since I was, like, I don't know, 10. But, for instance, like, if you have, like, a wrestling match without fan noise, what's the point of even having it? Like, it's going to sound terrible without, you know, even just background noise. Are they going to put background noise in this thing?
I don't know. I don't think they'll superimpose fans. I don't think they'll even do background noise. I mean, they have fixed their production over the last few weeks since they've been in the Performance Center without a crowd and so forth. But, you know, the way I look at it with everything here is that, you know, they had to go ahead with WrestleMania because it was too close to the time of when the pandemic came about. I wouldn't have been shocked if this were another event that would have blown it off altogether. But the fact that it's your Super Bowl for the WWE, and now they've made it two nights with Rob Gronkowski hosting, by the way, it'll happen without the crowd, as you said, well, with no crowd superimposed, and they'll do everything they can to have a sound effect in the background there to, you know, keep everything alive and for the wrestlers to keep their match going, which is already pre-taped, but now you have the gift of post-production, so that helps big time.
Sarge, quickly, who's going to win, Brock Lesnar or Drew McIntyre? Brock Lesnar, I see value at +165 as an underdog.
Yeah, that's a steal. I love Drew McIntyre, but I don't think he's going to get his WrestleMania moment here, especially with no crowd. He needed that at the Royal Rumble. We got our full predictions up at WrestleCast985 on Twitter and the podcast from this week, which Joe was a part of with myself and James. Check it out there. Read up on it. And Ty Anderson also contributed to the predictions as well, too.
What's more likely, a cannonball by Kevin Owens or a turnbuckle powerbomb by Seth Rollins?
Oh, Kevin Owens. He needs this match more than anything right now. Give Kevin Owens the power, baby. Powerbomb.
John Cena. Big match, John. A big underdog at +275 versus Bray Wyatt, the Fiend. Thoughts on that match?
Squash match. Cena's going to go back to Hollywood, and then he'll have his return at SummerSlam in Boston. So
squash,
give me a scene
match.
On that.
Who, you want Cena? Wow. Plus
yep.
money.
Not feeling good about it. I mean, I love John Cena, but I don't think it's going to happen, especially in the Firefly Funhouse there.
Okay, and finally, The Undertaker. His record at WrestleMania is what?
24-2.
Versus AJ Styles, who's might be the best wrestler on the planet.
Yep. But the match is not in a ring show. It's in a boneyard.
A boneyard match.
What the hell is a boneyard match?
You're going to have to watch. You're going to have to watch, Dan, because we don't know either.
It's the WWE's way, I think, of saying that it's a cemetery. They don't want to use the term because of what's
going
on.
They're literally doing it.
Last one from me.
Yeah.
How many times will Michael Cole say too big for just one night? Over, under 23.5.
Oh, pound the over. Pound that.
Mike?
For one night or two nights?
Well, too big for just one night. But over both nights.
But, okay. Oh, yeah, over both nights. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. He's Mike Riley, Inside the Ropes, Wrestling Inside the Ropes with James Stewart. James Stewart did a Prop Bets podcast yesterday with Billy Lanny from the Felger Mad Show. Mike, thank you for waking up early today. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Check out the predictions at WrestleCast985 on there and the podcast from this week, too. Really appreciate your support.
Thanks. Boom. So all right. He's Mike Riley, Wrestling Inside the Ropes. WrestleMania is tonight. We should even have some fun with this one. What do you think the ratings are going to be for that one tonight? It's going to be we got to come up with a number. One final break here. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
DraftKings Over Under Show. Let's take one call, Dan.
Yep.
We got Jeremy and Dedham. What's up, Jeremy? You're on the Sports Hub.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
I was just hearing about the NBA canceling the season, or thinking about canceling the season. I'm wondering why don't they think about it at the end of June or so, when if this calms down, playing the games in Vegas where they play in the summer league and just starting the playoffs from there, maybe making the first round. Like a best of five, and then so we actually get some basketball if everything can go off. I mean, there's ways to keep people apart except for the players on the court, you know, take extra precautions and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And Jeremy, they're working on that, man. They're trying. The NBA really wants to get the season
The NBA is a woke league, right? Woke, so they're progressive and liberal and all that stuff. So so what they're doing is they're following the trend of being careful, and because that fits with their fan base and kind of what they stand for. I think that's the big reason that they're doing what they're doing. So it is what it is. I don't think it's a major issue. I get it. I just think that if we're able to play sports and they've already canceled the season, they'll be like, "Cut! Just kidding. We're playing." You know what I mean? That's what they'll do.
Dan, we were going to talk win totals today on the show. We only get an hour. So, was there any win total you wanted to get out of the way today?
No, I think we can touch upon the NFC South next week. We were going to do that today. Unfortunately, we didn't have time because of WrestleMania and kind of everything we were kind of talking about. So, we'll start on NFL win totals next week. I did tease that I have two soccer players today in the Nicaraguan Soccer League, so I will give those out.
Let's do it. Who you got? Yep.
I got Ocotal and Sabanas. Under 2.5, minus 130.
Ring the bell! Kidding. Don't find it.
I don't care. Don't ring the bell. Don't ring the bell, Tucker. So Ocotal and Sabanas, under 2.5, minus 130. And then Real Madrid and Managua FC, over 2.5, minus 105. Both of those, again, should be very small plays. Start at 6 p.m. Eastern in the Nicaraguan Soccer League. Mm. And again, sorry for those who wanted to hear the AFC South win totals. I promise you, we have weeks to go, probably without sports, so we will get to those, and we will do a segment, I assure you, next week. Maybe we'll open the show with two win totals next week to catch up. We'll see.
The Patriots win total, or at least the look-ahead lines, are out, Dan?
They are.
Have you seen how many games they're favored and how many games they're underdogs?
They are favored in 8 games. And I think
over,
that's probably right.
Under 8 wins as of today.
Well, right now, their win total's 9. Right now.
So what do you do?
I still say probably 9-7 is their most likely record. I would say over.
Okay, we'll continue this conversation next week.
I think Buffalo is going to be a lot worse than people think. Josh Allen sucks. JoshAllenSucks.com. That's my new website.
Tucker, thank you very much for your help today. Everyone, for their calls. We'll be live with you, DraftKings, over-under show every Saturday, 7 a.m. Of course, listen to us Thursdays with Tucker and Rich. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. Talk to you next week.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.